Are you going to try and use the same electricity to push you in this fight against Elkins?
I mean, every fight's different, you know, and my mind frame's different every time. I don't know, but I wake up in the morning, I don't know what fucking shoes or socks I'm going to put on, so I don't know how I'm going to make that walk to the octagon, you know. If I'm excited, I'm excited, you know. Just need to wait Saturday night like everybody else watching the show. I don't even know how it's going to go down, so tune in October 24th, Saturday night, and let's see what it is.
I mean, he's a state wrestling champion. I was comparing the stats. You actually have better wrestling statistics in the UFC than him. What kind of does that say about this fight? He's going to look to wrestle. Are you happy to take that?
I feel like, of course I'm not wanting to fucking wrestle for 15 minutes, you know. We're in there to fight. If he wants to come out there and fucking hug my leg for 15 minutes, I'm not going to be fucking happy. Believe me, if he's stuck in my leg for 15 minutes, I'll be having words in his ears and tell him, get the fuck off of here, we're here to fight, you know, not wrestle. So hopefully he knows that as well, and he's not just going to come with a wrestling game plan. He's number 13, he doesn't choose wrestle, he comes to fight as well. But, you know, if when I start hitting people, it changes their mindset. So hopefully I can nullify that wrestling and keep it in the feet and knock this guy out.
Have you prepared for the wrestling differently this time out?
No, I train every day, and I train at American Top Team, I train at the Grip House in Glasgow, and we have all different body types, different styles, and of course when you come against a different opponent and they're strong at one point, you're going to focus on that. But again, I'm focusing on getting better every single time, the overall game, not just the wrestling.
How was the reception from the public and the fans and the media after the UFC in Scotland? Because I remember I talked to some people over there, and they described it as they were trying to portray that the sport of being very brutal, the media. How was the reception afterwards?
I mean, very good. You know, the local papers, eventually I got in them. You know, that's 2 years I've been in the UFC. I've been fighting since 2009. I couldn't even make it into my fucking local paper. But come Monday morning, I was in the local national papers, you know, so and they greeted it well, you know. They looked at it, it's not a barbaric sport anymore. They see that it's top level athletes all around the world competing. So the reception was great, and I couldn't walk around my hometown or city of Glasgow or Edinburgh without people noticing me and recognising me and saying well done, you know. So it was a great feeling eventually be recognised for what we're doing in this sport.
You fought Paul Redman last time, a fighter from Ireland. Would you have rather fought a fighter from Ireland this time out instead of Darren Elkins?
Who the fuck? You know, imagine getting in there fighting one of their fucking home guys. It was like him when he came out to Scotland fighting a Scottish guy, you know, the amount of booze he got, 11,000 of them. Fuck that shit, you know. I want the crowd in my back, I'm glad I'm not fighting an Irish guy here.
Are you coming in with the same entrance song?
You'll need to wait and see.
What sort of reaction are you expecting from the Irish fans?
A warm reception. I'm sure they're going to get behind us. You know, I just said before, we fought the same enemies in the battlefield. You know, we bled together then, and we're going to bleed again on Saturday night together. So I'm looking forward to them getting behind me and giving Elkins a hard time when he makes that walk.
And Rob, what happened in the last fight? I believe you scraped the bones because you jumped in.
Well, everybody knows you can't break the rules in the UFC. You know, they're there to keep everybody safe. That's including the fighters and the crowd. You know, I jumped into the crowd, could have incited a fucking riot. Made it worse that I didn't even know who I was in there with. I didn't have a fucking clue, you know. I lost my mind for that brief second. Let's just say it didn't go down well with the UFC brass.
So just quickly, are you a fan of the rugby?
Love the rugby.
And obviously heartbreak for Scotland.
1 minute to go and we get fucked.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Obviously it's heartbreaking for the Scottish nation.
I mean, it's the same. For a small country, we can fight like fucking. It's the same in the rugby field, you know. We go forward, we try and win with all our heart, all our might, everything, you know, and it comes down to the last minute and we fucking lose it. Why not use a bit of sense and kick the ball into touch and fucking run the clock down, you know? Just use a little bit of brain sometimes, you know, but that's the way it goes sometimes. They're always pushing for the win, so what can you do?
Rob, have you got a message for your fans who are travelling across the Dublin for us?
I appreciate the support. Everybody travelling from Scotland, you know. Again, I grew up in the council estates in Scotland, so I know how expensive it is to come here. I know how, believe me, my girlfriend's coming and I know how fucking expensive it is. She's not paying for it, so I know how expensive it is for other people, and I'm appreciative of them dipping into their pocket and digging deep and coming over here, because everybody knows Dublin's an expensive place to come. We trained together in this fight camp coming up, and again Dustin put in the same amount of work as me, if not more, because he had 5 rounds, I think. gutting for him, but what can you do? That's this crazy sport, you know, 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down, but fuck it, he'll go back to the drawing board, they'll get paid his show money, they'll reschedule the fight, he'll get paid again, so good luck to him, you know. I'm sure he's going to turn up the next time in an even better fashion. I think Joe Duffy's bottle win, you know, I think that little voice in your head saying there's a way out here, let's take it. And that's what he did, you know. He went running a main event in Dublin against one of the top lightweights in the world. I think he's bought a win. I think he looked for a way out and he found it, and that was it.
And looking at your fight, number 13 guy in the world you're facing now, does this feel like you're finally getting some sort of recognition and momentum now? You're up there, you're in a fight that really can propel you into those rankings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fighting a number 13 tomorrow, but I'm fucking number 2 in the card, so no, I don't think I'm getting the recognition again. I'm going to get there with a chip on my shoulder. Elkins is going to feel that, and I'm going to let the UFC know directly after it, do not fucking put me this low down the card. You know, I'm here to put on a show for you guys, and I'm here to knock people out, so stop putting me in these bullshit little places.